wrapped in a long, flowing fabric that creates countless folds around her curves. She loosens just the top of it and lets it slide off her head, only to reveal a blush and mischievous glint shining in her eye. It is over that sparkle that I catch a sudden reflection, coming from the back window of a full moon. Looking left, right, and down the staircase to make sure no one is lurking outside my chamber door, I let her in. Then I lock it behind her, so no one may intrude upon us. In a manner of greeting, I raise my goblet. It is a gift from my supplier, Hiram, King of Tyre. And unlike the other goblets I have in my possession, this one is made of fine glass, with minute air bubbles floating in it. With a big splash, I fill it up to the rim with red, aromatic wine. In it, I dip a glistening, ruddy cherry, and offer it to her with a flowery toast. "For you," I say, "with my everlasting love." Bathsheba takes the goblet from my hand and raises it to her lips. "Love, everlasting," she says, raising an eyebrow. "What does that mean in this place?"